When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Psst. Hey folks, it's me, Andy, and Jane is here too.
Hi.
We've got Andy, some great news about merch. We've found a load of old and retired items, and they're ready. They're back in the store, ready for you to get your purchase on. We have Corazon's Cannon Smoke Dice.
Yeah.
Those great dice.
We got maps, we got shirts, we got all kinds of classic vintage Ox Venture and Outside Xbox and Outside Extra goodies restocked in the store. That's at store.outsidexbox.com. You should go check those out for the elusive goodies that maybe you missed the first time around.
You won't believe these bargains, folks. Head on over to store.outsidexbox.com for all the stuff you thought you'd missed forever. It's back and waiting for you.
Greetings, boils and ghouls, and welcome to this terror tale from the Ox Venture podcast kit. I'm your master of scaremonies, Andy Kfararg, and I'm joined by my ghost, I mean guest, Spike Charnel.
Got it. Good. Hello. I'm Spike Charnel, apparently.
Yeah, that's what you're... Did you like that? I was going for like a Tales from the Crypt.
It had big Tales from the Crypt energy.
Thanks.
Glad to see you getting into the spirit.
Yep.
October is in
the spirit, like a ghost.
Yeah.
Because we're doing Unreal Estate this week. We're kicking it off, which is our Halloween spooktacular.
Indeed. Yes. Bit of a treat, this one. Some lots of fun things happen.
Yeah. But before we get to the thrills, the chills, the heaping helpings from my cauldron of terror, what have you been up to, Mike? What's been going on with you?
I've been watching Foundation on Apple TV. What is that?
Okay,
so Foundation is
some kind of building reality show.
Designed to be a sort of sci-fi Game of Thrones type of thing. I'm not sure if it's going to achieve the same lofty heights as Game of Thrones, but it's basically nerdy stuff that they're trying to make palatable to a wider audience, which I'm fine with. It's based on a series of sci-fi books that were released in the 50s, and it's kind of an interesting premise, right? Like the setup, and this is not really a spoiler because it's literally the start of the first episode. Setup is like, what if computers were powerful enough that they could calculate all possible outcomes and work out the probabilities and basically like predict the future? And then what if the people in power don't like the future that's been predicted? So it's kind of a cool setup. It's a big budget TV show, probably the biggest budget Apple TV show they've done yet. It's pretty lavish sci-fi.
Cool.
But I don't know how many people have Apple TV. I guess a lot of people talk about Ted Lasso, so some people clearly have Apple TV. But I'm a bit of a fan of the books and of Asimov's writing in general. So giving it a whirl, watch the first two episodes. Decent so far. Could be great, could be rubbish.
Is there do they have a fake wedding for the computers, and then it turns out they're all up with bows and arrows and they kill all the computers at the wedding?
They haven't. That hasn't happened yet, but I'm only just about to start episode 3, so could yet happen. What is good is, do you know of the actor Lee Pace? He was in a film called The Fall. He's really good. He plays like this emperor who's basically a clone. They built an empire, and then the emperor just kept cloning himself, and they have these like clones that sort of overlap. Right. So there's like an older version of him and a younger version of him, and he's in the middle and he's ruling at the moment.
Oh,
and
he played Thranduil, the Elven King, in the Hobbit trilogy.
Of course he did. Of course.
Why didn't you just say Thranduil, the Elven King? I would have known exactly who you meant.
Anyway, he's really good. He's like chewing the scenery, being a proper nasty sort of emperor type of the same mold as Joaquin Phoenix in Gladiator. So. Yeah, it's got some fun stuff in there. It looks pretty. Jared Harris is in it as well. He was in The Terror and Chernobyl, and he's a great actor. So I'm going to stick with it. I really like the books, so I'm going to see how it goes.
He's also Ronan the Accuser in the MCU. So good character names.
Yeah.
Cool. I started watching Squid Game because everyone's into that.
Yes. How did that
and
go?
Then, well, I got a pretty major spoiler dropped on me, which kind of took the momentum out of it. But also, it's supposed to be about like these deadly games or whatever.
Yes.
The first episode is about 45 minutes of like crushing personal drama. And then they get in the in the game, and that bit's good.
Would I miss anything by not watching the first episode at all?
What you can watch, you should watch like the last 20 minutes of the first episode. But then in the second episode, and this is a minor spoiler, so skip ahead a minute if you don't want to hear this. But in the second episode, they all vote. They have a vote on whether they should leave the game or not, and they vote to leave the game, and then they all just go.
What, you can't have that in a battle royale?
I assume they go back in. I assume they go back in, but I was just like, "What? Get to the deadly game! Get back in there!"
I signed up for deadly games, and I want to see deadly games.
All right, spoiler's over. I will return to it, and I'll try and forget the spoiler, so I will try and enjoy it because everyone else seems to be having a really good time with it.
Yes. The other thing is Midnight Mass, which I'm yet to watch, but apparently is very good as well.
So. Yeah, I was going to watch that, but then I subscribe to Shudder, the horror Netflix.
Yes.
And there's a series on that called Creepshow, which is like a kind of an anthology horror show, which I started watching.
You love anthology horror, don't you?
Yeah, I love anthology horror. I started watching it, and it's really fun. A lot of stories based on old Stephen King short stories and things like that. Some inventive ideas in there, so I've been enjoying that instead.
Yeah, I'm winding up to start the onslaught of horror-related media. So by the time you talk to me next week or the week after, I will be fully immersed in it.
I started playing Resident Evil HD Remaster on the channel this week.
Of course.
So I started playing that, got through the first couple of hours, got the first couple of keys in the mansion, having a good time with that. Everyone seemed to be enjoying coming along for the ride, so I'll be doing that again on Tuesday. Nice. And also, I've been playing Super Monkey Ball Banana Mania, which is just...
very spooky.
Charming.
I find monkeys terrifying. They are too close to humans. The way they manipulate objects, their expressions, I find it uncanny and frightening.
There are Halloween costumes for the monkeys in the game, though.
Oh, no.
You can dress...
Even worse.
You can dress I up as a vampire, I think.
Oh, no. Don't like it.
So that's good. And Gon is like a Frankenstein.
Gon does look like a Frankenstein already, doesn't he? So...
Best thing about the game is the theme song, though, because whenever you boot up the game, it goes, hello, 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 banana. And then the song, and then the song starts.
It makes it sound like banana's an affectionate term for the player, you know, like,
oh, hey,
hello,
banana.
Hello, banana.
How's it going? Yeah. Me old banana.
It's a good period for music and games because Cruisin' Blast appeared on Nintendo Switch. And if you aren't aware, you're aware of the game Cruisin' USA, the old arcade racing game, right?
Yeah.
Well, they released a different, you know, an updated one in 2017, and it's finally just randomly appeared on Switch.
Okay.
And it's really good fun. It's like very, very over the top game, but it's got this kind of like really, really over the top theme music, which I won't try and replicate because it's very high pitched screaming of the word cruising.
Right.
But you can look it up on YouTube if you want to experience it.
Right.
Or,
okay.
or well, buy sounds... the game. The game's great fun. It's really
that
good.
Sounds good. The other good thing about Super Monkey Ball Banana Mania is that you can unlock Kiryu from the Yakuza games.
Rolling around in the ball.
He's rolling around in the ball. And instead of collecting bananas, you collect little Staminan energy drinks.
Amazing.
Because he doesn't eat bananas.
Too much potassium.
He would never eat a banana. But he is always just gulping down those Staminan energy drinks.
Wow.
So that's cool. You can also, before I unlocked Kiryu, I was playing just as a Sega Dreamcast.
Yeah, I noticed that. Yeah, you can play as a Saturn or a Dreamcast, and it's weird.
Just rolling around as a Sega Dreamcast in a ball. I mean, connecting. The Dreamcast eats bananas, obviously.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Of course.
Okay, so last week, in keeping with the theme, I was talking to Jane about how listeners at home could recreate a Prudence costume if they wanted to dress as Prudence for Halloween.
Right.
I was wondering if you could give us some insight into the Egbert costume and how people could recreate the classic Egbert look for themselves.
The key element, really, is the dragon head, which is actually a Welsh rugby dragon hat thing. I'm just Googling it now. I mean, there are many to choose from. The problem is that the Welsh dragon is, you might have noticed, red, whereas Egbert is gold. So what you will also need is a can of Rust-Oleum gold paint to spray it all over.
And
it.
A well-ventilated area.
Yes, indeed.
In which
to
do that.
Well, the last time I updated it, I didn't actually have a garden, and now I have a garden, so I've been able to do it much more safely this time. I literally spray-painted Egbert's head today because we have live shows happening.
So you wanted to look nice for this?
And I wanted to look nice for the audience, yes.
Yeah, well, that's good.
Our first live show will be happening today as you listen to it.
As you listen to this.
The rest of Egbert's costume is, I don't know, it's some medieval outfit thing with the gold dragon on it, probably from Amazon. And then the dragon feet, the big fluffy dragon feet slippers, are, I believe, I bought them on Wish.com. Wish gets a bad rap. Yeah, they were supposed to be a pair of high-heeled gold high-heels, and they turned out to be...
glossy evening pumps.
No, I think Wish gets a bad rap, but if you want, you know, fluffy dragon feet slippers... that's the place to get them.
Love sidebar. I love that part of the deep Egbert lore, the order from which he was expelled due to his deeds.
Yes,
the Dragon Door. That's based off the logo on this like discount knight costume that you bought off Amazon.
I can't remember if that was the genesis of it. I think I was looking for gold dragon related stuff, and it had a gold dragon on it. I was like, well. It all ties together. I can't remember whether I picked the name of the order first. Maybe I did choose it based on a cheap Smithies outfit. But now I can't change it. It's his whole deal. So
It's all beautiful synergy.
Mm.
All right. Yes. So if you are planning on dressing up as Egbert for Halloween, there's your...
Set aside £20 and you'll be fine.
Yeah, exactly. Cool. All right. Well, I think it's time, Mike, to get a few words from our sponsors.
Spooksters.
Does that what work?
Yeah. Yes, I think it's as close.
Sponsors, like a sores,
a pustule, like a blistering sore.
A word from our sponsors.
It just sounds like you're saying sponsors.
Sponsors.
Okay, got it.
Jane, I've got a Halloween party coming up, of course. With Halloween on the horizon, but I don't have any games. I've got bobbing for apples. That's not a game.
It's barely a game. That's just fruit and water.
It's a terrible time for everyone involved. What should I do?
I'm glad you asked, because I've got good news for you, Andy. I've got a great new board game add to your collection, and it's called Hues and Cues.
Hues and Cues from the Op Games. I know it. It's unlike any other party game, and it's unique because it's all about how you perceive colour, unless I'm thinking of something else.
Well, then you don't need me to tell you how it works, but I will. So the board... it's a beautiful array of 480 vibrant colours. And then a player has to give a one-word clue to describe one of the colours on the grid. And then everyone else has to pick one of those 480 colours, trying to get as close as they can to the specific colour being described by the player. Get it?
Right. Yeah. So if I said pumpkin.
Oh, yeah. Then I would be looking for the exact right warm reddish orange on the board. And if I can get my marker as close as possible to the right pumpkin orange, I'll get more points. I get more points the closer I am.
If I said Thanos, you'd be looking for his sort of purplish hue.
That very specific Thanos face.
Right.
Colour.
Got it.
Exactly.
Yes.
You got it. You've nailed it.
Well, it sounds like Hues and Cues is great for a casual game night with friends or family. And is fun for all ages?
Correct.
Wow. Okay,
and
cool.
And with the promo code OXVENTURE, that's all caps OXVENTURE, you can get 10% off your purchase from the op.games website. That's the op.games. Although, sorry, that promo code will only work for US residents. Sorry. Mm.
Hues and Cues is the award-winning board game you need to check out. Go grab Hues and Cues now before it sells out at the op.games or your local game store. Go over and support those folks.
Yeah.
Hey, thanks to our sponsors. We're not sore about them.
No,
we're happy
certainly not.
That they're supporting the podcast. Yeah. Thank you very much for that. So we're going to listen to Unreal Estate Part 1. It's spooky.
It certainly is.
Do you remember much about this one?
Yes. I think this is the first episode, so it's the building of the tension before the true horrors are unleashed. But yeah, it's really good. The entire thing's amazing. So.
Yeah,
it's really good fun.
So settle in, folks. If you're easily scared, I guess deal with it, because it's here it comes. It's episode one of Unreal Estate.
Ooh. Wow, best disclaimer I've ever heard.
Everyone, welcome to this spooky Halloween OXVENTURE. I am Corazon de Baena, the human pirate rogue, and I am not afraid of any ghosts.
I am Egbert, the dragonborn paladin, searching for atonement. Probably not going to find it this episode. Spoilers.
I'm Prudence the tiefling warlock, and ghosts ought to be afraid of me. That's right, ghosts, I'm coming for you. Hell welcome yeah. to spooky season.
I'm Dob, the acrobatic half-orc bard, and I've never talked about this before, but I think ghosts are real, and I'm very afraid of them.
And I am Marilyn, the Wood Elf Druid. And around this time of year, I spend most of my time as a cat just going...
I'm literally everyone else in the world. And if you gave me a jar of ectoplasm, I don't know whether it would be sweet or savoury, but I would like to try it on toast.
Mm. Sounds very spreadable.
Yay!
Hooray!
I imagine it would be a kind of spreadable marshmallow, you know.
That stuff called? Fluff.
Fluff, yeah. There you go.
I'm imagining like lemon curd, you know.
Like a real citrus.
Maybe like a limey, yeah.
Let's get haunted.
Okay.
Sorry, yes.
less about toast, unless a kitchen happens to
more about
more
ghost.
About ghost.
Yeah.
Less about toast, more about ghost. This next Oxventure begins the morning after the events that are known to your eternal shame as Mule Be Sorry, when, yeah, in case you needed a reminder, you destroyed an entire town.
Not our
finest work, I don't think. But
hey, speak for yourself. I'm very proud of what we achieved at that town.
Who had it coming? I think you'll find it's the correct phrasing.
We're heroes.
It's one insouciant community fewer in the world of Geth. But I wouldn't worry. There are lots of them. Anyway, you have been wandering along for a while, just sort of... just on the trail. In fact, that's where we begin. You're wandering along on the trail. Some of you may have niggling doubts about what you just did. Some of you feel great about it.
I feel great. I don't know what it is, folks, but I feel really great right now.
I feel bad.
It might be because we burned down that town.
Where does that rate on the atonement scale, Egbert, the town burning?
I mean, it's serious minus points. I would say maybe even... -5 or 6 points, possibly.
Oh, wow.
On the atonement scale. It's a bad one. Yeah, it's bad.
Do you want to help some old ladies cross some roads or something?
I'm going to have to. Yeah, multiple, whether they want to cross them or not.
Cross the road into
multiple times.
Town. Yeah. Take them back
and forward.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just wave them rapidly backwards and forwards.
You get one old lady under each arm and run back and forth across the street.
Yeah.
Could you set up some kind of like conveyor system?
An oscillating conveyor.
Basically moves old ladies across a road at a speed of like 1,000 kilometers per hour back and forth.
That used on the old lady side. -10,000 points.
I think that might be beyond our medieval technology.
Typical. Yes. Medieval. Is anyone else having?
Our modern technology, which is modern right now.
Oh, yeah.
Contemporary
in the history times that we're in.
Does anyone else keep looking down at their hands and their hands are all covered in blood and then the blood won't come off and then they wake up and it was a dream where they were covered in the blood of the innocent? Just me?
No.
I wish my hands were covered in blood, but no.
Yeah. Okay.
Just soot from that burned town that we burned.
Just keep scrubbing them, Dob. You'll be fine. Just keep scrubbing them.
Okay. I
20 seconds.
Hands.
Yeah. Don't forget to do in between the fingers as well.
Yeah, and the thumb. Any better?
More blood.
No, no prudence. I still feel terrible.
Okay.
Oh, well, I'm out of ideas.
You round the corner on the path that you are walking, and suddenly from a nearby tree, a crow takes to wing, and with a very noisy kind of it starts circling your heads. It does this 3 or 4 times before then landing in... like the middle of the path directly in front of you. And despite the fact this is just one tiny, teeny tiny crow, it is definitely barring your way.
Oh, hold up, folks. Crows are a terrible omen, I'm pretty sure.
You have a crow's nest on your ship.
It's not a literal crow's nest.
What?
It's figurative pirate
really?
Language. It's not
weird.
Not,
are you feeling
I've not
okay?
been up there,
it's
but
just,
really?
It's been 10 seconds and you're not talking to the crow?
I'm just letting everyone else get their feelings out before I... Do this.
Oh, yeah. Marilyn's
hey,
like,
buddy,
wrap it up.
Hey.
Come on, people.
Yeah.
I just let them do
I say,
their
hey,
thing,
buddy,
and
to,
like...
I say, hey, buddy, to the crow. Get in there early.
I cast Speak with Animals.
Okay. You dip into the
crows
normal...
Crows aren't animals, Meryl, when they're birds.
You dip into...
How embarrassing.
It's real.
You dip into the familiar state of receptiveness that allows you to communicate with animals. The crow is kind of just looking at everyone.
Right. Hi, can we help you? You seem to be following us a little bit.
The crow's beak kind of comes open a bit. And then with like a tremendous kind of hitching, cracking noise, it goes...
Oh, my God. What did you do, Meryl Wynn?
Like, all the way back.
Meryl Wynn, did you cast beak explosion?
I don't know what I did.
It spreads its wings.
I pumped the crow. I pumped the crow.
Okay. You want me a dex, strength athletics check, please.
That's a 3, but let me see. That's a 7.
You miss the crow. You get one of those ones. Yeah, your foot just comes up short. It actually kind of hops back, despite the fact, as far as you can tell, it can only see its own butt because of the way its head is now.
A dream.
But as it kind of stands there with its wings spread wide, you hear a voice emanating from its throat. A voice you recognise well. It says,
"Ah, hello, adventurers. I'm glad I found you. It's me, Bismuth."
Bismuth!
What are you doing inside that crow, Bismuth?
I thought I would say my name because it crows, sometimes the lines are bad. Because they eat so much trash, you know. I imagine you're probably talking to me right now or trying to intervene, but this is a pre-recorded message. If you want replies or to be able to hold a conversation,
to talk loudly over the message.
You need something a lot bigger, like a condor or a heron or perhaps a swan. Shoe bills do nicely.
I try and
anyway,
punt the bird again.
There's
you take a run up, and then just as you go to punt the crow, it starts getting to the point.
It's taken me a while, but as per your instructions, Corazon, I have tidied up Necropolis on Sea, well, as best I can, and it is ready to go up for sale on the market.
Great. Wow. Wonderful. Wonderful news.
Thanks,
Bismuth.
I have taken the liberty of advertising an open day for any prospective buyers that will take place 4 days from now. I would like you to be present because, frankly, I'm quite tired and someone else needs to make the crudité and show people around.
I pick up the crow and hold it up to my ear and go, "Bismuth, hi! It's been so long. How are you?"
"Now, I'll see you in Necropolis on Sea soon."
"Bismuth, you're not making sense."
"I hope. Now, Bismuth? Everybody, you need to get back because Bismuth? This crow will explode very shortly. If you want to send a message without it exploding at the end, you need a smaller bird, like a robin. Or perhaps a nightingale, but of course you can't send a very long message on a nightingale. So anyway, I think I might be running out of..."
I would like to swat the crow away from Dob's head.
Too late.
I will let you make a dexterity saving throw to see if a crow explodes next to Dob's head.
Thank you, Corazon.
Why does it need to explode? Is it like Mission Impossible?
Yeah.
No, it just does.
Oh, okay, right. Yeah, so no one can interfere, intercede the message.
You deftly grab hold of the crow and like...
And I'm real mad for like 2 seconds and then I see it explode and I don't mind.
It basically, just as it hits an absolutely massive oak, it goes boom! And like splinters of tree like shoot out everywhere and then this massive tree trunk goes...
That's my kind of crow. Well, Dob, now we need to figure out why Bismuth would want you dead.
Corazon, I think Bismuth is in trouble. She wasn't making sense on the crow phone.
We've got a very important job we need to do here, folks.
Yeah, Corazon, what's this about selling our spooky holiday home?
We didn't discuss this.
Yeah.
Whose home? Whose home? This is my ancestral manor.
Oh,
it belonged to my grandfather, the ghost pirate.
Oh, yeah.
I don't really know anything about that.
Spent the night there, though.
Yeah, squatters' rights. I'm pretty sure that's how squatters' rights work.
Houses.
Yeah.
The deed is in my name. Anyway, the important thing that we need to figure out is what crudités are we going to make? Because this is important. This could be make or break for the sale.
The now. Important thing we need to work out is what is a crudité?
It's like, yeah, it's like a crude...
It's a type of insect. Eat. It's like yeah. a small to medium-sized insect.
All right, they sound delicious.
Well, I understand though. The word crude, so...
Yeah. So crude oil, bowls of crude oil around the place, yeah?
Yeah.
Do that.
Sounds good.
I bake a very nice ship's biscuit. We could, like, the smell of that would probably make the haunted, horrible haunted house seem...
I think so. And then it's a party for weevils as well, because they need a good time. It's their Halloween too.
And that's extra protein. You can't argue with extra protein.
Yeah. It'll give them the quick energy they need to buy my horrible house.
So we should gather supplies on the way back to Necropolis on Sea.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. What's the quickest way back?
The quickest way back... Sorry, carry on.
I was saying we could probably sail, right? That's the quickest way everywhere. In my opinion.
Go along the coast.
Yeah.
So catch a whale, render that into oil, you know, be fine.
Yeah. Who remembers where we parked the boat? Anyone?
Where did you park? Yeah. Your house, your boat. Why don't you tell us where you parked it?
I remember where we parked it. It was a location called what did you say it was called, Corazon? I think you said it was called Cove.
Cove, yeah.
The Cove.
The Cove of Calamity.
Yes.
Yes. It's just a name. It's a nice place.
Yeah.
It keeps the rabbit.
I call it that to keep out the tourists.
yeah, right.
All right. I think we can probably montage this. How are you going to...
I think we should have valeted the ship, you know?
Mm-hmm. Oh,
you
yeah.
give your keys to someone and then they go and park your ship for you. And then when you want the ship back, you go to the valet and then they bring your ship around.
Cove of Calamity.
Don't forget the step where they take it for a quick joyride around the block because they're all spotty teens who love driving
cars. That's their prerogative.
Yeah.
All right.
Then
sorry,
they have
Johnny.
To stick some of the barnacles back on to hide how fast they were going.
Egbert's got some strong opinions about valet parkers, but let's...
Psst. Hey folks, it's me, Andy, and Jane is here too.
Hi.
We've got
Andy,
some great news about merch. We've found a load of old and retired items, and they're ready. They're back in the store, ready for you to get your purchase on. We have Corazon's Cannon Smoke Dice.
Yeah.
Those great dice.
We got maps, we got shirts, we got all kinds of classic vintage Oxventure and Outside Xbox and Outside Extra goodies restocked in the store. That's at store.outsidexbox.com. You should go check those out for the elusive goodies that maybe you missed the first time around.
You won't believe these bargains, folks. Head on over to store.outsidexbox.com for all the stuff you thought you'd missed forever. It's back and waiting for you.
I'd like to rock up at the Cove of Calamity and hand my my boat ticket to the nearest attendant.
Okay, yeah. It is a young sort of like plucky cabin boy type.
I hold back Egbert. I can see he's furious.
Don't let me at him.
That ding wasn't on the ship before.
He's like,
what have you been doing?
Right. He looks at the ticket. He's like, right. I see. Yeah. He tosses it over his shoulder into the water and goes, I am illiterate, but I'll have it in no time. He takes out a bosun's call and just starts going, bee, bee. And then he runs along the pier a bit and does it again and does it again and does it again.
Pick up the tune, Dob.
Takes approximately 3 hours before the the joyful damnation goes bip bip, and the ship is located. But he brings it
splash as well.
He brings it round right sharpish, and he's like, "There you are, Guff." He hangs a small outline of a tree that he has made over the top of the helm. Just goes.
Lovely.
Tip him, Corazon.
Tip him
over the edge.
I give him a silver piece.
He pops it in his jacket, does a cartwheel sideways. The rail takes him like in the hip, and he just slots into the sea.
Oh my god! What just happened?
The Oxventure switches to follow that dude for the rest of the time. Because I think we are all more invested in what he has going on.
That's fine.
follows him into the sea.
I don't know what I want to know.
After a troubling few seconds, you see him spring out of the water, kind of like a dolphin, and he lands on his feet and just fully shakes himself bodily, dusts his hands off, and goes to deal with the next customer.
I leave like the Oxventure and join his gang.
Like Holmes and Moriarty going over the Reichenbach Falls, him and Egbert tumble fighting into the ocean. That ding wasn't there!
I grab Dob by the collar and pull him towards the Joyful Damnation.
All right.
Just to stop him.
Everyone on the boat.
Okay.
Let's get on it.
Have you already done crudité gathering? I feel like we should make a roll to determine what you're trying to get and how. Are you doing sea foraging, or have you already done some, or...?
Well, ooh. Corazon suggested ship's biscuit, which is just flour and water, but I suggest we spice it up a little with some seaweed chopped.
Yeah, I would like to get some sea cucumbers on the way, and I'm going to chop those up and arrange them artfully on a plate.
I don't want to sell our property at Necropolis on the Sea, so I lift a nearby log and gather a handful of cockroaches from beneath it.
Fantastic.
I turn into an octopus. Hi.
And
I go gather.
Calamari, excellent suggestion. Delicious. I love to see some beer.
Horizon. I go searching for mussels and things like that, just things that I can dexterously grab off of rocks.
Lovely.
Okay. And I will gather up a large amount of seawater. I'd like to fill up.
Just
fill
in your lungs.
I go down to the hold and I take a bottle that's full of crappy regular water and I say, we're trying to sell a house here. We're going to have to be a bit fancy.
Get the good stuff in.
I tip it over the side and refill it with exotic ocean water.
Okay, you can do that for free because that is preposterous. Everyone else, I would like you to make me a nature check just to determine how well your foraging efforts go.
Yes. Nature check.
The one time I could use my nature.
One time.
You're welcome.
I'm just going to buy six pack of Scotch eggs when we get to Necropolis on Sea. I'm sure there's a local shop open. I'll just pop in and get some.
You do notice that Seal Gaiman is sticking closer to you, almost as if he can divine that you're even thinking about Scotch eggs. Still resentfully. He's still like, boomf.
Boomf. Elenf indeed.
Boomf indeed.
So yeah, intelligence, nature. How did everyone do?
I got 14.
You have 1,400 grams of cockroaches.
Yum, yum, yum. That's all good protein.
Do I add intelligence modifier to this?
Yes.
Okay, 15.
Okay. Yes, you were gathering sea cucumbers.
Sea cucumbers.
You have gathered.
That's disgusting.
You've gathered a lot of sea cucumbers.
I rolled an 8.
You have gathered a lot of mussels. A lot of them. They smell probably fine. There are also, there are oysters, there are winkles, cockles. There's loads.
Why do all the seafood things sound so rude?
I know. Oh, whelks. Whelks are plenty, and they all smell fine. Yeah.
Great. Corazon, you know those sea cucumbers aren't vegetables, right? You know they're not cucumbers.
They don't taste like cucumber. Then why are they called sea cucumbers?
Okay, fine. It's going to be a fun surprise for you when you try serving and eating them.
I'm not falling for your tricks.
I drop a sea cucumber into a gin and tonic.
Yeah.
Oh.
Hey, Doc, take a big bite of this sea cucumber and show prudence.
I do that.
It's good eating.
It goes about as well as you'd expect.
So well done.
You disgust me.
Okay, so you have assembled a platter of sorts. You are convinced that the prospective buyers are going to love this. Unless you're prudent, you are convinced that they're absolutely going to hate this. Obviously, there are Scotch eggs to come. Seal Gaiman
make up these ship's biscuits as well.
Oh, of course, yes.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Sorry. Please make me a...
Done this 1,000 times. I think this should be pretty straightforward.
Yeah, it's probably like dex sleight of hand.
Well, I rolled a 19, so let me just add...
What's your bakery skill?
That's a 26 for ship's biscuits, Johnny. They might actually taste all right.
You make the finest ship's biscuits that have ever been seen.
The weevils are good.
Mm. The weevils are great. So they're plump. Actually arranged in like swirling patterns. It is an exquisite example of a terrible biscuit.
How's the seaweed helping? Is that enhancing the umami flavors?
Yeah, you're kind of doing that thing where you like you wet half of it and you just put a little stripe.
Oh yeah.
Like with the rice parcels.
Nice.
It's that whole deal. Great. So yeah, you know that your prospective buyers will not go hungry.
Cool.
I'll say that much for you. You put the finishing touches on this lovely big, like enormous platter, by the way. This thing is like it's as long as like a long galley table.
Mm.
So it's gonna take, you know, like it's not too heavy, but it's gonna take like two of you shouldering it to take it ashore. But you arrive to the familiar grim site of Necropolis on the Sea, with its craggy cliffs, its overbearing house, the gravestones beyond counting, at
the dock.
It's
nice to come home.
It's a fixer upper.
At the dock, a sack of bones awaits you.
Is that bismuth? Oh.
It is bismuth. Yeah. She's there, like.
Oh, busy bee!
You got my crow then?
Yeah, I see. Yeah, blew the dog's head off.
Nearly.
Nearly died of it.
I did tell him to keep back. Well, I did. I don't know that I told him. It was pre-recorded.
Well, the message was unclear.
It wasn't.
Bismuth, I'm so glad to see that you're okay. Your message had us worried. But the place is looking beautiful. I look up at the house and I try and see if from the outside it looks kind of any different or...
Oh, yeah. It's tremendous in there. I cleaned up so many bones. In fact,
she gestures to the side. You see, there is a brand new feature in Necropolis on Sea. It is just a mountain of bones.
Ooh. Oh,
it's just
a bone pile.
There was quite a lot. I think you'll agree.
Yeah, and now they're here, in front of the house.
Mm-hmm. When they say that a house has good bones. Not sure that's what they mean.
Well, I mean, if they're all out here, they're not inside, so maybe it looks nicer inside. Why don't we go in and have a look?
Now we can put on the sort of like sales description that it comes with an ossuary.
Yeah, people won't know what that means, and it sounds
yeah, it just sounds fancy, doesn't it?
Yeah.
As octopus, I feel slightly jealous of the big pile of bones, and so I turn back into elf druid.
To be honest, I think you're all overthinking it. They're not going to look around at Necropolis on Sea and say, oh, this is fine, but I draw the line at a mountain of bones.
That's true. You're location, isn't it?
That is a fair point. Yeah.
Right. Okay.
All right, well, let's have a look at what you've done to the interior then, Bismuth.
Yeah, give us the grand tour, Bismuth.
Yeah.
Follow me.
She starts wending her way through the path of gravestones. And you remember why you haven't spent very much time here recently. It takes you 2 hours to reach the house. Just picking your way through all the gravestones. This business is like, oh, no, it's right at Mrs. Palmerston. And she kind of lurches around. And you cross the threshold. The door shrieks open, quite literally.
Here is the old girl. She's held up well.
Lovely. Good to be back.
All right. Does it look materially different to the last time we saw it?
No. Not
good,
really.
Good.
Oh. To the kitchen.
So, Bismuth, tell us about, is it going to be an open house? What's the sales strategy?
Well,
you're in charge of our business affairs.
Yes, I'm aware of that.
And as you know, we can't give you a cut higher than 40%.
Yes, I know.
Dom, shut up. Stop saying things.
Was it 40?
14,
60
done.
60 done. Yeah,
60, 14. That's how you do business.
Yes, oh, well, I've tirelessly been doing up the place and I've arranged, it's very, very straightforward. We've arranged a whole bunch of viewings, but they're going to come cascading one after the other. Bidding wars are so uncouth, don't you think?
I mean,
yeah, you do sometimes make a lot of money though when you have one.
Well,
So I guess I would describe myself as in two minds.
The first prospective buyer will be here in about an hour.
Okay.
And we'll go from there. Don't you worry. We'll get this house sold.
Everyone make me a wisdom perception check.
19 minus 1 is 18.
12.
I got 1.
Ooh.
That's a bad one.
Dirty 20.
24.
Okay, everyone but Prudence, you feel a slight rumbling beneath your feet, almost like there is a train passing under the ground.
Bismuth, did you fit a train?
Egbert, you swear that the walls kind of press in for a couple of seconds. It kind of like... The room gets closer around you. Merylwen and Corazon, the room drops. You feel the room drop in temperature by about 20 degrees. And you hear a distant shriek, as if, like, the air around you itself is crying out in terror and pain and agony. And then suddenly, whoosh, everything's normal again.
Because, well, the kitchen, you said.
We're going to get this platter ready.
This charcuterie board.
Oh, look at that.
Delicious.
Egbert, help me hoist this bad boy. We'll get it onto the kitchen island.
I helped Dob hoist the bad boy.
Did anyone else just feel that sudden plunge in temperature and the screaming of the air?
You heard that too, Corazon.
Yeah.
No.
I thought it was just a symptom of my terrible guilt.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, it was like that, but sort of more real because I felt it.
Are you being dramatic, Corazon?
What did you notice, Prudence? Did you not notice anything just then?
It's probably just the house breathing.
Houses don't breathe. No, they don't.
There's breathing and then there's screaming as if they've
screaming
seen the worst.
Screaming is a type of breathing. It's just loud breathing.
I thought we got rid of the ghosts in this house after, you know, old great-grandfather.
I mean, ghosts don't exist, so...
Oh, yeah. Forgot about this brilliant quirk of yours, Egbert.
Brilliant quirk. Brilliant quirk.
Okay. Well, off to the kitchen then, I suppose.
I forgot to deal with Prudence's one. Prudence, there was something in the tone with which Bismuth said, let's get this house sold. You are absolutely 100% convinced that she is on your side and is trying to actively undermine these efforts.
Secret ally. Yes.
Bismuth, walks up to Dob and, like, with a series of snaps and pops, links her arm in his and goes,
I get terrible gout too. My limbs swell up like you wouldn't believe, but I just love pate.
And is pate the cure for this terrible guilt that I'm feeling?
No, it makes the gout worse.
Oh.
But it is delicious. Come on.
She starts leading you towards the kitchen.
Okay.
I would like to investigate the walls and floor and see if there's any ectoplasm or...
Yeah, I'd also like to look around. Like, Corazon and I are just like, everything.
Sure, we'll be in the kitchen. You guys do what you want.
Yeah, you can make me an intelligence investigation check.
That's 14 plus 18, 21.
Another dirty 20.
I don't quite know how to tell you this. The house is absolutely riddled with ghosts. Incredibly haunted house.
How is it more haunted than when we left?
What happened?
I storm into the kitchen. I Bismuth,
and I run after Corazon because I'm not going to be in that hall on my own.
Corazon and Merylwen catch Egbert and I with crudités nearly in our mouths.
I don't care about that now. That's how serious Corazon, this is.
Egbert said just one.
I don't care. I don't eat all the crudités you want. This house is haunted.
Okay. I eat all the crudités I want.
Leave some crudités, but that doesn't change the fact that this house is f***ing haunted.
Whoa.
Wow, Corazon, dial it down a little, hey? Chill out, my man. He's
It's not normally so dramatic.
No, he's freaked out though, isn't he? He's freaking out about it.
Egbert, meanwhile, not at all spooked because doesn't believe in ghosts.
There is a lot in this show generally of people being distracted by food. Is this another case of where we were recording while hungry, or were you just... You felt like that was what the character
would
do?
I think it's become a part of Egbert's character now. And you know, any time he shows up at Necropolis-on-Sea to the mansion, he's going to head to the kitchen because he had such a wonderful experience last time. Yeah. I can't even remember if Egbert realised that he was eating disgusting things or not the first time. So yeah, he's just like, they've got a fully stocked kitchen. It's full of delicious looking stuff. He's into it. And, it, you know, it's the same as when he shows up at a party and heads straight for the buffet or grabs a tray full of hors d'oeuvres and tips them directly into his snout. Yeah, I think it's just his whole deal. But I probably was hungry as well.
There's some nice little bits in this. I like the messaging crows.
Yes.
Which sort of crank their heads wide open and
I mean, that's, you know, you can imagine exactly the sort of horrible clicking, cracking sound it would make as the beak opened. And then, the fact that it detonates at the end. As I said in the episode, that is my kind of crime.
Yeah, I remember for the video version of this in Photoshop, splitting the crow's head open and sort of like levering it apart to make the PNG of a crow with its, just, you know, having that brief moment of self-awareness. I'm like, this is a weird thing to be doing for work.
Yeah, I could have been a doctor.
Yeah.
Probably. Yeah,
probably. But that, you know, this is more fun, I'm sure.
Definitely. I think Johnny's just got such a wonderful, like, wonderfully rich imagination for that sort of thing. I think they like to sort of, when things are getting totally ludicrous, really up the ante with that sort of thing. So,
well, it was nice to see them bring Bismuth back for this episode as well, because any episode with Bismuth in...
Bismuth is a fan favourite.
I love that old crone.
That indestructible crone.
Yeah, the old hag who just hangs around, hagging about the place.
The bag of bones.
Yeah. Yeah, that was fun. But yeah, this is very much the sort of build up part of the horror movie where
I was gonna say
where it seems like everything is normal. It really doesn't seem like everything is normal, but we're just getting hints of the spooky terror to come.
Yes. It's sort of like the opening episode of Squid Game, I would say. More exciting.
Where everyone is just depressingly addicted to gambling.
Yes, that. Yeah. Well, yeah, that's Egbert's other vice.
Yeah, terribly
food
in debt.
And gambling.
And gambling, right. But yeah, it's only going to get wilder from here, folks. So do come on back next week for part two of Unreal Estate. It's all going to kick off.
We're looking forward to seeing some of you.
Yeah,
this
as
weekend.
Mike said in the intro, today and tomorrow, if you're listening to this on the day it went out, we're going to be doing our first live Oxventure shows in 2 years. We're going to be on stage.
If you're listening to this podcast in the queue to get into the show, then you should release a loud guttural howl at this point so that we know you're listening.
Don't do that. Don't
Actually,
do that,
yeah,
though.
Don't do that.
Yeah, but that would be cool, wouldn't it? If they're just sitting there in the concourse.
One way to kill the time when you're waiting to get in.
You'd probably be queuing up by that Costa in the middle of the Excel Centre, in which case I'll have a skinny latte.
I'll have a not skinny latte, please, with as much festive syrup in it as possible.
Pumpkin spice.
I think they've started doing the gingerbread ones at Costa, which I think is a little early, a little premature.
I cannot countenance this. Yeah. This is outrageous.
But I'll take you there, to be honest.
EGX is this weekend at the XL Centre in London. If you're in town, do stop by. Yeah. How are you feeling about returning to cons, Mike?
I am excited. Yeah, I'm really excited. It's not going to feel quite the same. I think that's obvious to everyone because, you know, we can't do meet and greets and things like that because of COVID safety. But I'm looking forward to seeing lots of faces from a safe distance and doing a live show. It's going to be fun to do a live show. I do need to relearn how to play Dungeons & Dragons over the next 24 hours or so because it's been a while since we played. But I'm looking forward to the challenge.
I played a few weeks ago with the High Rollers.
You did.
So
you did,
that is now available as a standalone video on the D&D YouTube channel.
Check that out.
They've put it up as a standalone video on their channel, which means they don't disavow the content. So that's tacit approval from Wizards
more
of
than,
the Coast, I
more
think.
More than tacit, I would say.
Proud approval of Wizards of the Coast. So, yeah.
We're official.
Deal with the haters.
In spite of all the things we have said and done in the past.
Deal with it, haters. So what else is coming up? More Resident Evil from me on Tuesday on the channel. Also, Mike and I will be playing Forza Horizon.
Yes, on Monday. 5. Yep.
So that's coming up. Look forward to some car driving action.
The Hallowstream schedule is out there. It's on our socials. It's on Twitter, Outside Xbox on Twitter, Outside Xbox Official on Instagram. It'll be there as well. We are super excited for Hallowstream. We think we've come up with some really fun stuff. And so, yeah, clear your schedule, basically. Disappoint your friends.
Yeah.
Cancel all your social engagements. And just, you know, hunker down with some spooky dooky content.
I think the thing I'm most looking forward to of all of it is we're going to play Ghost Castle on Oxtra, which is a board game from ages ago. I think it was like first came out in the 70s or something, but I remember having it as a kid. And it's a game in which it's a bit like Mousetrap, but spooky. You drop a ball down the chimney of this haunted house and it goes down one of four different routes and it'll land on a thing which triggers a trap. And if you're standing on that trap, you get got.
That sounds excellent.
So, yeah, we're going to play that. And I haven't played that since I was probably about 9 years old. So, yeah, it's going to be that's going to be fun.
I like any board game that involves constructing an elaborate 3D model on the board. Yeah,
exactly. So, yeah, as Mike says, the schedule is on our Twitter. So check that out. Set some reminders. Do stop on by.
Yep.
And, yeah, stop on by next week for part two of Unreal Estate, where things are going to really start getting spooky. So, yeah, we'll see you then for that. Thanks for listening and have a great weekend. And if we're going to see you at EGX, say hi. We'd love to see you there.
We're looking forward to it.
All right, bye. I mean, sorry, boo.
Boo.
Good boo? Bad boo.
Bad
boo, everyone. See you next week.
Hey folks, it's me, Andy, and Jane is here too.
Hi.
We've got Andy, some great news about merch. We've found a load of old and retired items, and they're ready. They're back in the store, ready for you to get your purchase on. We have Corazon's Cannon Smoke Dice.
Yeah.
Those great dice.
We got maps, we got shirts, we got all kinds of classic vintage Oxventure and Outside Xbox and Outside Extra goodies restocked in the store. That's at store.outsidexbox.com. You should go check those out for the elusive goodies that maybe you missed the first time around.
You won't believe these bargains, folks. Head on over to store.outsidexbox.com for all the stuff you thought you'd miss forever. It's back and waiting for you.